The G.I. Jake Show, featuring Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, and your host, the unfiltered, unscripted, loose cannon of Knoxville sports radio, Jake Miller. The G.I. Jake Show starts now on Fan Run Radio.
Welcome in to the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio, live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Jake Miller, Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, intern Jack. Thought we were going to get a baseball game yesterday. We did not. Therefore, there will be a doubleheader today in which Tennessee will take on Florida starting at 3 o'clock on the SEC Network Plus. That doesn't sit well with me.
Long day.
It's going to be a long day. It's going to be a very long day. Apparently, the game's going to start at 3. And game 2 will start 45 minutes following the completion of the first game. Both games are scheduled to go a full 9 innings. That's a lot of baseball to be played in what I expect to be about a 6.5 to 7 hour period.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, you're basically putting in a full work day plus overtime at that point.
Yeah, I don't why they couldn't do Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I don't know why they did that. It's going to be the first doubleheader we played this season. We actually played in 3 last year, if you guys remember. We played Morehead State at Missouri and at South Carolina. They were all doubleheaders. Last season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This could have been moved, like you said, to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It would have made more sense. It would have probably been better to do it that way. But I'm sure Florida had something to do with it because Florida, they're terrible people. When they come up here, they don't send their best. They're just terrible people.
It could just be terrible an SEC people. Rule. I don't know.
It could be an SEC rule, but they're just terrible people. They're terrible people.
How do we do in those doubleheaders last year?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. I think that might have been during our stretch where we were not playing too well at all because we were not.
We said one of them was Missouri, right?
One
did what? One of the double. Did you say Missouri? You said Morehead State and South Carolina.
Morehead State, Missouri, and South Carolina.
Well, we lost the Missouri series, right?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's when we went out there and it was. Do well in that one.
Well, that's when we had to go out there and we were playing in like 29
that's
degree
true.
Weather.
Yeah.
Like that was just stupid.
Well,
of course, the SEC is stupid.
Southern Miss, we never did, right? It was just a bunch of weather delays?
Yeah.
Okay. It just felt like it was the longest
It felt like the longest series ever.
Okay.
And it was kind of reminiscent of the LSU series for the Super Regional here in Knoxville.
Uh-huh.
Remember how bad it was raining that day? And you have the perfect picture of Cheese Dallas throwing pitch, and it's just pouring down rain. It was like one of the most beautiful baseball pictures you would ever see in your life.
Yeah. And this one was more lightning related than anything, right?
Yeah.
It just kept lightning and lightning out. I didn't see any pictures from any of it.
Well, that's what you get when you put up damn school in the middle of Florida.
Well, it just seemed like everything.
I love the panhandle. I love Miami. I love everything about South Florida. I love everything about the panhandle. Love everything about the Gulf Coast. I like St. Augustine all the way to Daytona. Those are the only 3 nice parts of Florida. Everything else is trash. It's trash ridden. The land is trash. It's all just a bunch of trash.
Well, I mean, the weird part was is
those
it
people
like
stink,
it was fine.
Dude.
What? The Florida people?
What's that?
Florida people stink?
Yes. They smell like you open up a can of Old Roy dog food and you just take a big whiff of the first opening of it. Marcus, tell us how it smells.
I don't go to Florida.
No, tell me how Old Roy smells.
I don't know. What is Old Roy?
You don't know what Old Roy is?
No.
That's the Walmart brand of wet dog food.
Yeah, I don't get wet dog foods. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, your job today is to go to Walmart before you go to work and get you a can of Old Roy. Beef chunks and gravy.
Gross. It's gross.
Seems unnecessary for
me. Well, I want everybody
to
know.
What kind of dog do you have if you're feeding it poor Old Roy?
Oh, my dog is not eating Old Roy.
No.
My dog ain't eating that.
That's like on discount aisle or something.
No, it's on the dog food aisle.
Dang, no, I've never seen that.
It's on the dog food aisle right next to the store brand pizza rolls.
Stinky deodorant or like a bad whiskey or something like that.
No, like, that's the thing. Is, like, if you want the full effect of how Florida people smell, that's how you do it. You go to Walmart. You go to the dog food aisle. Get you a can of Beef Chunks and Gravy by Old Roy. You open it up. That first whiff.
Gross.
That's a Florida fan.
Gross.
That's a Florida man. It's a Florida woman.
Especially in Gainesville.
And people stink.
Especially at the swamp.
The only good thing about the city of Gainesville is the campus. That is the only good thing about that place. Everything around it is garbage. I hate that place with every fiber of my being. I hate Florida.
You hate them worse than anybody else in the conference?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
They have the worst fans. They're the most hostile fans for absolutely no reason at all. They'd go 3-9 in a football season and still want to fight you at the end of the year.
Might happen sooner rather than later.
Well, I mean, here's the thing is they're going to roll up here on October the 12th. We're going to kick their ass. We're going to send them back to Gainesville. We're going to whip their ass up one side of Shield Watkins Field and back down the other, just like today. We're going to go in to this beautiful new stadium they have because Florida dumps all their money into University of Florida. Mm-hmm. We're going to whip their ass up one side of that field and back down the other. Tennessee is going to win 2 games out of 3 this weekend. That's how it's going to happen.
I hope so. I mean,
I know everything.
You know everything. I know we're not playing too well right now.
You might know that.
I mean, they're not playing well either, though. I don't know that. I know one of our best players isn't playing.
You don't know that, John Reed. That ball ain't round.
The baseball's round.
That's not round.
Kind of.
It's a stick.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You don't remember that Roger call?
No.
Roger called in. It was when we were playing Georgia in 2017, and John Reed said there was no chance that we win. Roger called in. He said, "You don't know that, John Reed. You don't know that. That ball ain't round." Well, John Reed
referring to football.
Yeah, but the doubleheader today is first one at 3, and then second one's going to be 45 minutes after that. How do you manage this if you're Vitello? Because you really don't want somebody to play 18 innings. Heaven forbid the first one go into extra innings or the second one. You're looking at about 20 innings of baseball in one day.
I guess the only question
that's a lot.
You have is because it felt like it got postponed right at 7 o'clock.
It really did.
So, like, you wonder about the pitchers, obviously, first and foremost.
Would it surprise you if Florida had a helicopter flying around dropping rain on the stadium?
What, are they scared of us? They just did so much rain and lightning, they just didn't want to play? They weren't ready for Thursday? Want to make it Friday?
They're pathetic, dude. They are pathetic. Literally every other program at that school, major program at least, their basketball team, their football team, they're wearing Jordan brand. The baseball team still has the swoosh. That's pathetic. That is pathetic. If you're a Jordan brand school, Michael Jordan played baseball, you should have Jordan cleats, you should have Jordan uniforms. Need I say more?
I don't think so. You've said it.
I know I've said it. I know everything. They're pathetic. Brett, how are you doing today, man?
Good. I mean, obviously I was looking forward to watching the baseball game last night and ended up watching a really good basketball game, though. The Knicks and that series was just unbelievable. We kind of wish it didn't have to end, but it was a great game. I watched a little hockey as well, so just that's how I spent my evening, and now ready for this baseball hockey tonight as well. Preds got a big one, so looking forward to all of it.
Marcus, how are we doing?
I'm all right. Ready to start the weekend off and watch some hockey and basketball and see what happens.
Jack, how we doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I had work last night pretty late, but was still able to watch that Knicks Sixers game. And like Brett said, it was, a great series, back and forth the whole time. And Knicks pulled it out, Josh Hart 3 to end it. It's how they won the first game, and it's how they won game 6. So some symmetry there, and they'll go on to play the Pacers, who I think they should be favored against, which will set up a conference finals against Boston, which will be some cinema. And hopefully it'll make Marcus sweat a little bit because he hadn't done too much sweating this playoffs, and I need more.
I ain't going to do any sweating.
What are you talking about? He was sweating when Haywood Highsmith cooked him.
We've
been sweating out the press.
I told you guys when it happened I wasn't scared. You guys kept wanting me to be scared. because you knew you two were going to be done watching basketball. All three of you are done watching basketball, if you want to be honest about
it.
I'm the only one that has any investment now.
What?
What are you talking about?
What is your problem?
That's crazy.
What is his deal?
I'm probably not going to watch.
Just a Bulls fan?
I'm probably not going to
watch. That's disrespectful, Marcus. You think I'm just a Bulls fan?
You're a DeRozan fan.
I'm
he's
a DeRozan
out.
Fan.
Is
he's
he,
out.
Is he still playing?
Yeah.
Nah. So you got no more investment.
Quick question. I still care about the league. What you talking about?
He was
about?
Just out in the lobby talking about ball.
Yeah,
huh?
Thank you,
Brad.
So he's out. So Queen James, is he still playing?
I'm definitely out on basketball.
Yeah,
right
you're
now.
Definitely out because you only care about him.
I
you watching anything else after Miami lost?
Probably not.
So I'm the only one in this room.
What
who
are
has,
you talking about?
Who
has, I can't keep saying that.
Who has true investment. True investment.
Get out of here, man.
And therefore, we will not talk about the NBA anymore on this show.
I'll still talk about it, but I don't have a dog in the fight.
Let's go to the phones for the first time today. 865-288-3131. Marcus, who we got first?
We got Philly.
Phil is up first. What do you say, Philly?
What do you say, Jackson?
Philly!
Marcus still doing that bear training?
How so, Phil?
We don't answer the damn phone.
I can explain it again to you.
I thought he was pretty quick.
We have a different system now.
I think Phil tried to call, like, probably.
I can't see the phone going off as well as I used to. So it's just taking a little bit of an adjustment.
We need to get you to the eye doctor.
Get some down glasses there.
He's got them. We got to get him to
the
eye doctor.
He's on the air now. He's on the air now. So let's lay off Marcus a little bit.
Guys, Jake, I heard you. The view yesterday was kind of rough on you.
What did I do?
Well, they're talking about you weren't a good receptionist or whatever, and
other
kind of stuff.
That was kind of funny.
I don't know what they're trying to prove.
I don't know what they're trying to prove either. I mean, if they want to do a real radio show, they can happily sit in. I've already got an intern here. They can show them how to do their
jobs.
Well,
you know who it was, right? Who started the conversation?
Probably Bear.
No.
Who?
Who sat in with them yesterday?
Rick?
Yeah.
That's fine. I got something for him. I got something for him.
Yeah, and then B.R. Bryant started that, God Bless USA, didn't like it. No, again, I mean, good Lord, I turned the radio off when I heard that.
What does he hate about God Bless the USA? That's one of the greatest songs ever created.
I don't know. I don't know. This country's going all the heck, ain't it?
Well, I mean, we still got people riding bicycles across the Gay Street Bridge. that is one thing that I cannot stand more than anything, is people riding their bicycles up and down main roads, and they act like they own the road.
They have the right to the road, too.
I don't care, Brent. I don't want to see the Tour de Pal or the Tour de Halls when I'm trying to drive home.
Well, guys, you think Tennessee's going to win 2 out of 3 down there this weekend?
I think they should. They should at least win 2 out of 3. I mean, really, we should sweep. I mean, we're that good of a baseball team, but we've not played well. So I expect us to drop one. So, yeah, I would take 2 out of 3 right now.
Really, both teams would be taxing their pitching staff passing to play a doubleheader, won't
they? It's going to be – that's the one thing that worries me. It's like I don't even know how you would manage that. Like, I played baseball, but I don't know enough about how to set up a lineup to make that worth your while, because you don't want your guys gassed on Saturday, tomorrow. You don't want them completely gassed for that. I don't want to see somebody out there having to just absolutely wheel and deal for 18 innings today. Now, of course, you're going to have guys that do, but I don't want to see that, man.
Are they going to play 2 9-inning games, or are they going to play 2 7-inning games?
It's going to be 2 9-inning games.
Okay.
So we're getting 18 innings of Tennessee
o'clock.
Baseball.
What's over, won't it?
9 o'clock, Phil. It'll be 10:30, 11. I'm going to have to go eat a sack full of crystals.
That does sound pretty good, don't it?
I mean, if you go in and get them, I mean, they make them fresh.
I like Which them. One you go to?
It depends on where I'm at. You know, only ones I trust. I trust the one in East Town. I trust the one off of Western. They've closed the one in Powell. Those are about the only two left.
There's one on Broadway.
There's one on Kingston
Pike, not bad.
Right?
What's got
that? One
out
There's
there
one on Kingston Pike.
Yeah, but I go to the ones that I trust.
Knoxville Center.
Yeah, I mean, I trust the ones that I frequent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, I see they got them visitor coming in basketball team Monday.
It's going to be...
Yeah, a little point guard. Hammond, I believe, is his last name,
yeah,
right?
He's like 5'11". I mean, he's basically a Zakai Ziegler clone, from what I've been told. So, I mean, if he can come in and he can give you some productivity, because we need a backup point guard first and foremost, and, you know, maybe bring him in, learn under Ziegler, like just shadow him for a year and then go out the next year and do your thing. Now, hopefully we can get a point guard that'll actually stay. We've had two backup point guards in the past 2 years that have transferred out, which is kind of annoying.
Well, he can come in and he can say, well, you're Ziegler's replacement, and we'll give you a little playing time here and there.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to get him some minutes this year. That's the big thing. I want to give these guys minutes. Otherwise, we're going to end up in a situation like we did when Zakai got hurt. Now, I don't think he's going to go out and tear his ACL again. I hope he doesn't. But, I mean, when you put that much strain on somebody's body, when you're having them play 40 minutes a night, things might happen. And they have happened.
Yeah. Y'all been keeping watch any of this transfer portal on basketball? All these players going everywhere?
I'll be honest, Phil, it's probably too much for me to keep up with. I know where some of the big names are going, and that's about it.
Well, Kentucky acts like they're going to win a national championship now.
They can act like that all they want, Phil. They can act like they're going to win a championship. They can act like they're going to be the SEC regular season or SEC tournament champions, but the fact of the matter is they're not. They got a bunch of bums up there. They got an ugly coach, an ugly roster, ugly fans.
Well, when you don't know how these teams are going to mesh, you just throw a bunch of guys together and you just hope it works, right?
Can we all just acknowledge the fact that college basketball is basically turning into better organized AAU?
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, you basically have to assemble a new team every single year. You can't build a roster anymore. Because, I mean, you look at guys like Jonas Adu, it's like, well, I'm out. I want more money. Olivier Kumwa, I'm out. I want more money.
Look, you believe this $1.3 million is what Adu got, built Arkansas?
Somebody overpaid by $1 million. I mean, that's all I can say about it, is somebody overpaid by about $1 million. He was overpaid here.
Boy, you sure what? Well, he had a pretty good season until the NCAA tournament, and he didn't show up.
I mean, he's going to get out there, and it's going to be the same song and dance. I talked to my friend Jackson Collier, that works for Rivals out at Arkansas. And I told him, I was like, man, listen, it's like, if he's going to go up against somebody that's smaller than him that he can bully, yeah, you're going to think he's a great player. But once he goes up against a dominant big, he will shut down and he's going to run around looking like a scared giraffe. And he's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. I said, go watch the Creighton game. Go watch both Purdue games. Watch the Kansas game. Watch the North Carolina game. And watch the two Mississippi State games.
They're also all better bigs than him.
Tolu Smith?
Yes.
No, he's not.
Okay.
I knew we were in trouble before we played Purdue when they had that special and they had to do with these stuffed animals and stuff. I said, oh, Lord.
Walking around.
It all right there. Remember that?
Walking around with his giraffe.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
One more thing, guys. The football team, I keep hearing all these shows talking about they're scared of upsetting the running back room if they don't get another running back. Do they want to win or don't they? I mean, they're going to give Hopple 10 years to get it together. I mean, Nickel is not going to be here too long, so we need to take advantage of these 2 years we have with him.
I mean, we're going to have to. The
problem
line
is there's not what's out there now anymore.
There's nothing out there.
You wouldn't pay for Hayden. You wouldn't pay for that Martinez guy. I mean, you need a running back. Simple as that. I mean, Peyton Lewis is out, Seldon's out, and it doesn't sound good for them, this camp coming up. I mean, you know, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, throw Deshaun Bishop out there.
Deshaun Bishop, that's Martin's favorite.
Well, who's our backup running back if Seldon's got a bum shoulder?
That's what I'm saying. It's probably Deshaun Bishop.
Well, that's pretty alarming to me.
Yeah, for sure.
It's aggravating is what it is. That's all this is to me. It's just aggravating. Every last bit of this.
We got Nico, though, right? We got Nico.
We have Nico, but the...
Are those running backs out for the year? Has that been confirmed?
No, they're not.
Then I think we can calm down. Like, it's not... They're going to miss probably the start of the season.
What?
We're going to be focused. Mark. It's fine. I think everyone needs to take a deep breath.
Until Samson gets hurt.
Okay. Please knock on some wood right now.
I already did.
Right now.
Okay.
Since you're calling for his injury. Like, I think... Look,
but nobody's
Samson,
calling for an injury. Samson, we're saying a what-if scenario.
Samson.
Yeah, what if?
Samson can take charge. I have no problem with him taking three downs. Okay? Bishop can take a little bit at the start here because all we got at the beginning is, what, NC State and some small program? We don't know that they're not going to be back before Oklahoma. We don't know when they're going to be back yet. They're not out for the year. Take a deep breath. Stop complaining that we're not paying certain players. Martinez probably knew that once Seldon came back, he was going to be the third guy.
Martinez would start here immediately.
You're going to put him over Samson?
Yes.
I wouldn't put him over Samson. Marcus. I would not put him over Samson.
Ran for 1,800 yards. Kid's a stud.
I wouldn't put him over Samson.
Oh, my God. Oh,
goodness.
Guys, we got North Carolina State is going to be the key game of the year. If you lose that game, you're looking at this season is going to be turning.
We ain't losing that game.
Everybody's talking about a playoff.
Because it's a realistic scenario.
Why are we being negative all of a sudden?
We're not being negative. We're just giving realistic scenarios.
It's absolutely insane.
No, it's not insane.
We could be talking about Oilers football. That'd be even worse, wouldn't it?
I mean, here's the thing, man. Is the fact of the matter is, Marcus, there are a lot of what-if scenarios. College football is a weird game. The best team does not always win. We might have a better roster than some of the teams that we play this year. We're going to lose some games. You just don't want to lose to teams that you're better than. You're a better team than North Carolina State. But the fact of the matter is that you could. You very well could lose that game.
All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Enjoy talking to you. See you.
Appreciate the phone call, Philly. Stay with us. G.I. Jake Show marches on right here on Fan Run Radio. She said that she saw me walking in about a mile away. Bean just had to take her phone and that just took her smile away. She said I'm too drunk and crazy. She don't like the way I dance. I said you don't have to join. Then she said she'd take a chance. I've been kind of crazy ever since they went down. The G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio. If you haven't already joined the 37 Club today, we just put out another mailbag podcast yesterday. Jack, appreciate you helping out with that.
Yep.
Thought it turned out very well.
It was fun.
That was very fun. Some interesting answers. Very interesting answers.
I listened to it. Some good questions, too.
Yeah, good questions. Appreciate y'all chiming in the 37 Club. If you haven't already, go join today at fanrunradio.com/the37club for a variety of options there. Each membership gets you different benefits. I like to go big. I like a free t-shirt. I don't like buying clothes. Clothes are expensive, much like everything else. Go join the Fan Run Radio 37 Club, fanrunradio.com/the37club. All right, let's look at this Tennessee running back room real quick. And tell me how confident you are in what we have. Obviously, we have Dylan Sampson, Cam Seldon, Khalifa Keith, Peyton Lewis, Deshaun Bishop, Patrick Wilk, and Hunter Barnes. How confident are you with what we have right now?
I mean, all healthy, I feel pretty good.
On a scale of 1 to 5.
On a scale of 1 to 5, all healthy, ready to go, 5.
Okay. Marcus?
I've made it very clear. I'm very confident in this team, or this roster. So I'm very confident in the running back room.
Jack?
I'd probably go a little lower at like a 4. I mean, it's not as great as running back rooms we've had in the past. And, yeah, the injuries are a little scary. But with a name like Khalifa Keith, it's over. It's over for the league. That dude's going to be he's gonna be good.
I'm kind of right there with you. I'm at about a 4 myself. You just look at this, and the good thing is we have guys wearing numbers in the 20s making them look like tailbacks. That's a big thing for me. I don't like the number 6 on a running back.
Really?
I hate it.
Wow. I love Kamara when he's in that 6 jersey.
Like, I want Dylan Sampson to wear, like, 26.
26.
Make DeShaun Bishop drop number 25 and give that to Dylan Sampson. Make him look like a tailback. And can we get bigger numbers on the jerseys?
Can they play football, Jake? Who cares about the numbers?
I care.
Do you think they can play football for University of Tennessee? Are they going to be successful when they get on the field, no matter what number they're wearing, from 0 to 100? Will those guys be good?
You have to exert confidence. And you do that with what you're wearing. Okay?
What, look good, play good kind of thing?
Look good, feel good, play good. Don't wear 50 million tiny armbands all up and down your arms. That looks stupid.
I mean, I kind of agree with the armband stuff. But the jersey number, I mean, just give me a jersey. Let's go play.
No.
Yeah.
No. Notice when we went to the smaller numbers, that's when things started tailing off. Anybody else notice that? 2002, 2003, when we started to tail off. Am I wrong? Smaller numbers don't make you look as confident. You go to those big numbers, and you see big number 31 running at you, Jamal Lewis. That scares you.
I mean, that and the fact that he's 6 foot, 200 and whatever he was running at you didn't help either.
No, that didn't help. But you see the big number 31. That would scare me.
Sure, yeah. Jamal's one of the best.
Puny little numbers we wear right now. These puny little numbers, that puny little font, looks stupid. Had to be unique, didn't we? Just had to be unique. Now we look stupid.
So do you think it'll be just a Sampson and Seldon show?
Yes, 100%. It's going to be a Sampson and Seldon show. You might see a little bit of Peyton Lewis. You might see a little bit of Khalifa Keith.
Do you feel like Sampson and Seldon are very similar?
Somewhat. I mean,
I think they're both really good pass catchers. And
they are, but Seldon's, you know, got a lot more weight on him. He's got about 30 pounds on Sampson.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he would be your power back, or Khalifa Keith would be your power back. Khalifa Keith is the heaviest running back we have at about 233.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it might be one of those situations where you get it down to the 2 yard line or the 1 yard line, and you just line up under center, and it's Khalifa
Keith. That's what I hope, that we just can do that. That's what one of our struggles were last year, is we'd spend too much time in shotgun. Hey, let's get behind center and just hand the ball off, or let Joe go forward with it, you know?
Showing the quarterback power.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I'm at about a 4 right now with our running backs.
I mean, you have really only seen one of them.
Man, it's raining hard.
I mean, I guess you've really only seen one of them in action, in any real action. You know, Seldon, you know, we saw none, right? I mean, besides the spring game when he lit the world on fire. That was 2 years ago, too. Mm-hmm. You know, when he made all those catches in the game, you're like, oh, man, he looks pretty good, and didn't even see the field after that, but... No, I mean, we'll see. I think you pair him with Nico and his running threat. I think it just makes those guys even more scary.
Is it too much to ask for a playoff appearance next year?
I don't think so. I feel like you have the potential to be a top 12 team in the country. You can't take these bad losses to an NC State that we're talking about, or you can't really drop those games. And you got to win. You got to maybe pull an upset, you know, beat a Bama or something like that.
I don't necessarily know if Bama's going to be an upset win.
Really?
I just don't think they're going to be that good, man.
I mean, until I see it, I mean, it's still Bama over there. We haven't had much success with him, and we can say Saban's gone for all we want, but there's still a lot of talented football team with a talented coach. I mean, even the coach hasn't proven that he has a winning track record.
I mean, here's the thing. It's not so much that it was Nick Saban. It's about what Nick Saban did. I mean, we could go over to every locker room before we play, and we could show them our offense, and we could show them our defense, because it's not about what you do. It's about how you do it. That's a big thing. And right now, I'm looking at how Alabama's running their program, and it's almost got a Colorado-esque vibe to it. They're not going to go 4-8 this year. We know that. But they're not operating.
But they're also not talking.
What's that?
They're not talking, are they?
They're not talking.
I mean, they have that Willie guy on campus, and you said that would never happen.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, they're going to turn it more into an entertainment venue than what they are football.
Yeah.
You ever seen King of the Hill?
Every now and again.
You ever seen the episode where the...
Probably not.
Where the new guy comes in?
No.
And is, like, teaching them all about everything and everything they're not supposed to learn at that age?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go watch that episode. See how the parents push back.
So the playoff is five conference champions, right?
Four. Technically five, yes.
Okay.
Five. Or the highest group of five champion in your four power.
So then there's seven at-large bids. I would say it's pretty reasonable to get two SEC teams in that at-large pool.
I think
you got to have St. George is going to be one of them, and like Texas.
I think Georgia will. I mean, one of Georgia or Texas will probably win the SEC, so they'll get the automatic bid, and then one of those others.
And there's so many other good teams like Missouri and Ole Miss. If they're any good with their schedules, they're like looking at 10 wins.
Right. We just have to be the top three SEC team.
That's
I think.
What I'm saying. Like you gotta get to 10 wins
it's gonna be
to
tough.
Have a chance.
It's gonna be tough.
Marcus,
I mean, he thinks we're winning the whole thing.
Yeah,
that was the right prediction.
So Marcus is a yes on the playoff.
Marcus is a yes on the playoff.
Yeah, it's gonna be led by our running back room, Samson at the charge. So that's how I feel.
I'm still the camp that we're going 10-2. We're going to lose to Georgia. I don't know where that other loss is going to come from. Because I really do think that we're going to be 9-0 heading into the game against Georgia in Athens.
And that's really one of the last games of the season then.
Yeah.
So you're saying we're losing two of like how many are left after
I think
Georgia?
We should be 9-0 going into the game. But
At that rate, you're looking at just the one loss, and you got us 11-1.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here. I'm looking, and we're not losing to Chattanooga. We're not losing to NC State. That one's almost a trap game in a sense, just because I don't like neutral
site
games.
They'll be a top 20 team.
They'll be a top 20 team. We're not losing to Kent State. I don't think we're losing to Oklahoma. I just don't think they're going to be that good. They're going to get beaten down and humbled really bad their first year in the SEC, and it's so weird.
Are we their first SEC game?
I think so. And you got to think, go back to 3 years ago, if this were to become a thing 3 years ago, who would be more battle ready? It would have been Oklahoma. By far and large, Oklahoma would have been more battle ready than Texas.
Well, Lincoln Riley would still be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd have, Kyler?
They'd have Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I mean, CeeDee Lamb, I think, was there. I mean, we've been in trouble.
I mean, you're not losing Arkansas. They're garbage.
Yeah.
Sam Pittman, you wouldn't believe.
He's probably just pissed off down there right now.
I would
all
be.
That money going to Jonas Adu.
I don't understand why they gave
Jerry
all that money
Jones
to
is
Jonas
giving more.
Adu.
Jerry Jones, a football guy, is giving money to the basketball team because he's buddies with Calipari. It's just got to be a slap in the face.
You wouldn't believe.
I'd take my buyout and be like, I'm out of here. Good luck, Petrino.
And here's the thing: we are not losing to Florida this year. That's not happening.
We just can't.
No, we're not losing that game. We are
but I
not.
I thought it was football and things happen.
Well, here's the thing, Marcus. It's Florida.
So North Dakota State can go to Colorado and win, but Florida can't come to Tennessee and win?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Florida's atrocious. They're trash.
Remember how bad we thought they were last year?
They were bad. They were awful.
They did
there
look pretty
no
bad.
There was no excuse to why we should have went down there and lost that game. You know it, and I know it.
We didn't just lose either. We got destroyed.
It was like the second
we got
quarter.
Shellacked.
The second quarter just was. Well, we give up 24 points.
We got twerked by Billy Napier, guys.
Twerked.
We're not losing to Alabama.
Sun Belt Billy.
Alabama would be the only game that I could see something happening. We're not. I don't know if we're going to win that game or not. That's my swing game. We're not losing Kentucky.
What game?
They wear blue and white. We're not.
Will it take? I mean, obviously Chattanooga. Can you learn anything in that game?
No.
Okay. NC State.
You can learn something in that game.
You can. So you didn't learn anything in the Virginia game, like the rest of the season. Like after watching us play with Joe at quarterback, there was any worries coming out of that game?
There were a lot of concerns coming out of that game, especially the slow start.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was the score at the end of the first quarter?
Is this NC State game bigger than the Iowa game for Nico?
Yes.
Even though the Iowa game was technically his first start?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, yes, it's a good thing. It used to be a good thing to win the Citrus Bowl. It used to be a good thing to win the Orange Bowl.
Is that
going to
be like a noon kickoff?
Which one?
The NC State game, you think?
NC State will be, we don't know.
Yeah. Wondering, like, what other games are that day, possibly?
I mean, there's that.
I mean, we could look it up.
You're not losing to Mississippi State. You're probably going to lose to Georgia and Athens. You're going to beat UTEP. You're going to beat Vanderbilt. 10-2, 11-1 is on the table. That's on the table.
Yeah, I think there's three swing games, that NC State, Oklahoma, and Bama. Those are three big ones. You could go 0-3, you go 3-0.
And it's just so weird because you won all of your swing games with the exception, I mean, Georgia wasn't really a swing game. I don't think anybody really expected to go down there and win. I think everyone had already penciled that in as a loss at the start of the year. Now, there were a couple of people that thought we had a chance to go down there and win. And after that first drive in which we got the turnover, you know, there was some hope. I was like, okay, we might win this thing. Mm-hmm. We very well might. And then South Carolina happened, a game that you should have won, a game in which you lost to a team that you were better than. And it just didn't happen. That's why you were in the Orange Bowl instead of playing for the college football playoff. That's how college football is. It's weird. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Weird stuff happens in college football. I can't wait. I cannot wait. We're only 3 months and like 3.75 months away from football.
Well, and you'll get the EA college football game coming out to occupy your time.
It's going to occupy this show for about a week.
You can just simulate the whole season, see how
I'm not simulating anything. No.
Coach Jake is playing that.
Yeah.
Nico winning the Heisman?
No, Nico's probably going to enter the transfer portal.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
My son's going to be the quarterback. My son's going to be the running back. My son's going to be the wide receiver. Oh, my son's going to be the tight end. My son's going to be the offensive lineman. My son's going to be the defensive back. My son's going to be the safety. My son's going to be the other safety. My son's going to be the linebacker.
You
going to
have enough NIL money for all of them?
They're living off of daddy's dime. They'll be fine.
Oh, my gosh. Daddy sold a lot of jerseys.
Daddy sold a lot of jerseys and a lot of T-shirts. Stay with us. Final segment, hour number one, coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. Final segment of hour number one, right here on the G.I. Jake Show. It's Fan Run Radio. Brett, you hit a nerve.
What was that?
The college football game. I just realized we're a little under 3 months, almost 2 months away.
Till the release of it, you can talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big reveal is supposed to be this month, though, at some point. Like the big trailer or whatever for it.
So, I feel like someone posted some images online, and I don't know if they are real, but the graphics look good.
The only thing, the stadium ones?
They've released some stadium renderings. I don't like the one of Neyland because it's not completely accurate.
Yeah.
If I'm going to pay $70 for this game, it better be accurate.
I'm sure they'll get it right.
But if you didn't know, there have been college football video games out there since the demise of the original NCAA football series. Anybody else play Doug Flutie's Maximum Football?
No, never even heard of it.
Mm-mm.
It had Nintendo 64 graphics and the gameplay of an Atari.
That's not good.
No, it was terrible. It was terrible. Honest to God, they could have just updated the graphics on NCAA 14 because that was probably their best one.
Mm-hmm.
And just used that. And I think everybody would have been happy. Add a couple of features during recruiting. Add a couple of features in season. Add us a college football playoff. And it would have been perfect. That might be one of the best games that's ever been assembled.
Yeah, we would have taken anything at this point. Just put something out there.
No. You got to give me something playable. Doug Flutie's Maximum Football was not playable.
Was that a college football game? Like, only college football?
It was, but it wasn't. It was stupid is what it was. So, you didn't have the Tennessee Volunteers. You had the Knoxville, like, Hound Dogs.
Yeah.
You had, like, the Tuscaloosa Elephants. You had the Chattanooga.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was stupid.
I mean, kind of like they didn't let you use Michael Jordan's name. It'd be like somebody else's.
Player number 98, yes.
Yeah.
Finally, Michael Jordan let them
use. Well, they did announce that there's going to be multiple broadcast teams for the game. So, depending on the magnitude of the matchup, will be your broadcast team for your game, which is kind of cool, I think.
That's insane detail.
Yeah. So, you'd probably get Herbstreit and Fowler for, you know, most of the big ones, like once you make the playoff, obviously, or
right,
correct,
you know, so, which is kind of cool. I don't know what other like broadcast teams, I mean, do they have Danielson and Nessler on there? Like, I don't know.
I don't know what they're
going to do. Sean McDonough.
I mean, if they put that much detail into announcing, like, yeah. I would hope the game itself would be just awesome.
Yeah.
You would hope. I mean, the thing is, guys, we just want a game. That's all we want. We just want a game that we can actually play that's not like playing on an Atari. Another thing I want the college basketball game back. Now, that one was fun. I know why they stopped doing that one, because you had to make rosters for 300 and some odd teams, and now it's even worse. So, I mean, think about the NIL that you would have to divvy out for that.
For what?
Like, a college basketball game.
Oh, yeah. Be nuts.
I wouldn't hate it. I would not hate it at all.
Chris Fowler said he spent 115 hours recording his lines for the game, reading the names of 700 college football players.
700 college football players.
Yeah. I mean, how many's on a roster? Like 80. I know there's 85 scholarship players, but I don't know. I mean, you actually have to learn per team, like just the 11, you know, mm-hmm. the two 11s or whatever.
Marcus, what do you think about all this?
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a good game when it comes out, whenever it does come out. So I'm sure I'll keep an eye out for it, and I'm going to have to buy a new system to be able to play it, unfortunately.
Well, good news for you, Marcus. You can go buy one.
With what money?
The money we make here.
Ah.
Matter of fact, I've heard rumors floating around, Marcus, that there will be a new Xbox console sitting out in the lounge.
Well, that's a shame, because I don't play Xbox.
Just bring your PS5 in.
I'm a Sony guy. So.
Well, I think I just became an Xbox guy. Now I know what I'm buying this weekend. Golly, Marcus. We just wanted to give you something, man. We just wanted to give it to you. This is the second thing that you've projected that we have tried to give you.
What was the first thing?
We tried to make you the voice of the Fan Run Open.
First of all, it was raining, so you wanted me to get electrocuted.
Yes.
Second of all, you didn't try to give it to me. You tried to force it on me, because you made me read a statement where I said I was giving up my caddy duties.
Well, did you get your caddy bonus yet?
I'm not asking for a caddy bonus.
I asked for you.
Yeah, and I didn't ask for that either. I'm happy that I got to be a part of the team.
Judge. Let him caddy for you when this little thing's going with you and Sam.
I'm going to be caddying for Sam. I'm loyal. I'm loyal.
Sorry, it was already mentioned on the morning show.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm loyal, Brad. I don't switch.
I don't switch
golfers.
You can caddies do that.
I stick with my golfers. I don't just hop team to team like some people, because they don't want to stay loyal to a team.
No, but they do win when they go there.
Do they?
I would ask for a caddy bonus, Marcus. I really would if I were you.
I'm pretty happy with how things ended.
You're happy with how things ended? You happy with a loss?
Well, I mean,
just like you were when Haywood Highsmith cooked you.
If you didn't win, you lost.
It is really weird to brag about one win when we destroyed you in four other games.
Because you let Haywood Highsmith cook you.
That is so weird.
You gotta stop talking now about the Heat.
You're literally going home, not having anything to brag about except for one game, while my team is going to go on to play in the finals. It's just such a weird thing to brag about.
Well, it's because the alien-looking commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, wants Boston.
No, what
the NBA
are
finals.
You talking about, Jake? Come on, man.
He does not like small market teams making.
You guys were just in the NBA finals.
Boston is a small market team. What are you talking about? In the NBA, it is considered a small market team.
It's the most storied franchise in almost all of athletics.
Being franchised doesn't mean you're not a small market. How big do you think Boston is?
Boston's pretty well known, dude.
LA is a big market team. It's not about being well known. I don't think you understand how market size works. It's about literal size.
Memphis is considered a small market team. Memphis is the second biggest city in the state of Tennessee.
Boston is a small
market. It was the first.
I promise you, it's considered small market.
Well, you can consider it a small market all you want. Fact of the matter is,
it's
a major market.
The league.
It's a major market.
The league.
It's a major market. It's a major market.
So when
it's a major
Kevin,
market.
When Kevin Durant were market. Having a conversation, when Kevin Durant was having a conversation with Boston before he went to Golden State like every article you read, they were talking about how Boston is considered a small market. It is not me considering it. It is the entire world considering it. Miami, big market. Don't act like it's not.
That's the biggest sports market besides New
Miami,
York and the United States.
L.A.
Boston is 11th ranked in NBA markets, I guess. So, and there's 30 teams. Or 30
mid-major market.
Absolutely insane.
Mid-major 28 market.
Teams. So, I mean, they're kind of in the middle. So they're
who's the smallest?
Memphis. Then New Orleans. Then Oklahoma City. Milwaukee. San Antonio. Utah. Indiana. Charlotte. Portland. Sacramento. Cleveland. Miami. Orlando. Denver.
Who's the biggest? L.A., New York, and Chicago?
The Knicks and the Nets. The Lakers and the Clippers. Yeah. The Bulls. Philly. Dallas. Toronto. Golden State. Atlanta. Houston, Washington, and Boston, and Phoenix were the top 12.
Good for the Thunder, man.
God,
at the bottom.
I hate the NBA.
I mean, the Pelicans made the playoffs.
Nobody even knows the Pelicans exist.
Milwaukee won a championship.
We're going to Galveston. Stay with us. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show coming up right here on Fan Radio.